Catechesis in Our Time by Father Marco. In his introduction to the Post-Synodal Apostolic Exhortation Catechesis Tradendi, Pope John Paul II, published on October 16, 1979 on the theme of catechesis in the contemporary era, wrote, "The Church has always considered catechesis one of her primary tasks, for before Christ ascended to the Father after his resurrection, he gave the apostles a final mandate, to make disciples of all nations and to teach them to observe all that he had commanded them. Thus he entrusted them with the mission and the power to proclaim to humanity what they had heard, what they had seen with their own eyes, what they had contemplated and touched with their own hands concerning the word of life. He also entrusted them with the mission and the power to explain with authority what he had taught them, his words and actions, his signs and commandments. What is the catechesis?" St. John Paul II answers in the same document, stating that, "Catechesis is a path to lead the person to the study of this mystery in all its dimensions, so that all men may see what the plan of the mystery is, understand with all the saints what its breadth and length and height and depth is, know the love of Christ which surpasses all knowledge, and be filled with all the fullness of God." N5. Every year in August or September, catechesis begins in all the parishes of our country, preparing children, young people, and adults to receive one of the sacraments of Christian initiation. Parents play a very important role in this task, therefore, the Second Vatican, the same document, stating that, "Catechesis is a path to lead the person to the study of this mystery in all its dimensions, so that all men may see what the plan of the mystery is. Understand with all the saints what its breadth and length and height and depth is, know the love of Christ which surpasses all knowledge, and be filled with all the fullness of God." N5. How about the catechists? St. John Paul II referred to them in his Post-Synodal Apostolic Exhortation Catechesi Tradendi with the following words, "I am anxious to give thanks in the Church's name to all of you, lay teachers of catechesis in the parishes, the men and the still more numerous women throughout the world who are devoting yourselves to the religious education of many generations. Your work is often lowly and hidden, but it is carried out with ardent and generous zeal, and it is an eminent form of the lay apostolate, a form that is particularly important where for various reasons children and young people do not receive suitable religious training in the home. How many of us have received from people like you our first notions of catechism and our preparation for the sacrament of penance, for our first communion and confirmation?" N. 66. However, a good parish catechesis also includes the entire community of the baptized, not just parents and catechists. Therefore, the National Directory for Catechesis states, "The witness of the Christian community, particularly the parish, family, parents, and catechists, is an important element in catechetical methodology. The effectiveness of catechesis depends to a great extent on the vitality of the Christian's community in which it is given," p. 100. You catechists carry out one of the most important tasks of the Church, considered also a work of mercy, Catechism of the Catholic Church, N. 2447. You are forming the future generations of Christians, men and women, children of God and members of society and the Church in our Christian faith, and you must continue fulfilling this mission in the best way possible for the glory of God and the good of our whole Christian community.